Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IIFL Securities Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to the management. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, and good afternoon, friends. Thank you for joining the conference call for Q3 FY23 results of IIFL Securities. I'm R. Venkataraman, Chairman and Managing Director of IIFL Securities, and I'm accompanied with Ronak Gandhi, our CFO. At the outset, I want to take this opportunity to wish all of you a very happy and prosperous new year. Amid continued tensions between Ukraine and Russia and rising inflation across the globe, central banks are rising interest rates. The war against rising interest rates has led to recession risks across several economies, developed and not so developed. A survey conducted by World Economic Forum in the last quarter of 2022 indicated that global recession is likely sometime in 2023. Indian economy, fortunately, will continue to grow fast, and World Bank is forecasting almost 6.9% growth. Our country's relatively lesser dependence on exports, a large domestic market, is a positive. This will cast its shadow on the capital markets along with other events in the global space. Research-based content, proprietary technology, and talent pool remain the strategic pillars for growth of IIFL Securities, and our focus remains on becoming a truly digital organization and with an objective of providing customers with superior research and superior transaction experience when they engage with us. During the quarter, as you might be aware, we have undertaken a strategic reorganization of our business to maximize synergies across IIFL Securities and our sister company, 5paisa Capital. Our board of directors have approved the transfer of our online retail trading business to 5paisa Capital. We are sharpening our focus on private client group, primarily targeting clients with financial assets of more than $10 million. Our institutional broking continues to remain on strong footing, where we are the port of first call for many domestic and foreign institutions, and that is primarily driven by research and our ability to execute significant block deals. In investment banking, where our focus is on ECM, we are uniquely placed because of our ability to fill all the three buckets of the QIB, of the IPO and QIB construct. Coming to the results for December 31, 2022. Consolidated revenues for the quarter came at 347 crores, which is up 7% quarter-on-quarter, down 6% year-on-year. The reason for the quarter-on-quarter variance is because of brokerage income, which has decreased 5%, 155 in this quarter versus 163 in the previous quarter. That is mainly because of a decline in institutional broking. FPD income was flat, 53 versus 54. Investment banking has increased significantly on a quarter-on-quarter basis, 42 versus 25. That is primarily because of a significant amount of deal closures that happened in the O&D quarter. For a year-on-year basis, brokerage income has increased 6%. FPD income has fallen 5%, which was 56 to 53, again marginal. Investment banking has increased 27%, 42 to 33, which happened in the last year. Other income was about 4.97 crores, which decreased 27% quarter-on-quarter and 85% on a year-on-year basis. That was primarily because of mark-to-market on certain investments. Coming to expenses, employee cost was up 2% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, up 6% on a year-on-year basis because of two reasons. One is because of increase in headcount as well as increase in variable pay. Average employee count for the previous year, this quarter was 2,429, which was last year at about 2,381. Finance cost was 18 crores, reduced 4% quarter-on-quarter and reduced significantly by 53% on year-on-year basis because of the decline in IPO funding. Since the new guidelines for IPO funding have kicked in, IPO funding income has fallen sharply. Admin cost is 136 crores, increased 10% quarter-on-quarter and 20% year-on-year, basically due to increase in technology and marketing costs, as well as some brokerage payouts, because that is accounted under this head. Coming to other housekeeping numbers, assets under management and custody stood at 1,24,000 crores, of which about 20,000 crores is third-party or financial products, cross-sell assets, and the rest, 1,03,000 crores, is custody assets or demat assets. Average daily turnover for Q3 was 1,56,000 crores, which was 1,569 crores in cash and 1,55,187 crores in the derivative segment. Corresponding figures for Q2 was 1,35,000, which was 1,702 in cash and 1,33,000 in derivative segment. As you can see, the fastest growing segment in this entire game is derivatives. So with this, I come to the end of my talk, and we are happy to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. A reminder to the participants in the conference, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. Participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one.
Yeah. But, since nobody has any questions, shall we end it or, because we are always available to answer questions. Me and Ronald are there, so they can send an email to us directly if they have any questions.
Thank you, sir. Would you like to add any closing remarks?
No, thank you for joining, and if you have any further add-on questions, please feel free to ask either me or Ronald, or Veenashree, ir@ifil.com, and we'll be more than glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, members of the management team.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of IIFL Securities, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.